It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and you know what? I am blessed. I am so thankful for God's blessings in my life. I think sometimes we're so busy asking God to do things in our life that we don't stop and just give Him thanks for His goodness and the way He's blessed us. And Paul said this in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. He said, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." I want to talk to you today about how to recognize God's blessings in our life. The dictionary defines blessed as this: enjoying happiness, specifically enjoying the bliss of heaven. It carries the idea of that which brings pleasure, contentment, or good fortune. To me, being blessed is being overtaken by the goodness of God and just enjoying what God has given us. I think when it comes to this matter of blessings, we oftentimes see blessings in a one-dimensional phase. We see our blessings as simply material things, the car we drive, the wage we are paid, our home, and these kind of material possessions. But it's so much more than that. Let me give you an example of what I mean. For instance, if everyone in our household is well and healthy, we certainly consider ourselves blessed. If there's money in the bank and the bills are paid, we say we're blessed. If we're living in a nice home or driving a nice car, we equate that with blessings. But look what the Bible says in James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. You see, I agree with all those things are blessings from the Lord. However, what happens when your body comes under an attack and you find yourself facing an illness? God is still blessing your life. He's still there, guaranteeing your outcome, measuring your trial. He's there in your life, friend, and we don't cease to be blessed just because we come under an attack. Job sure was blessed even though he was under an attack by the enemy. He found that when every material blessing fell off of his life, his greatest blessing remained, and that was the presence of Almighty God. He had a relationship that went beyond just religion and possessions. My friend, when your bank account dwindles, does that mean God has stopped blessing you? No. Sometimes it means that you're under an attack from the enemy, and you have your eyes maybe on material things when you need to get them focused on God, who is the source of all blessings. You see, friend, material blessings are temporary. One day they cease, one day they collapse, one day they grow old. But there are a few things God has given me that money can't buy. The real blessings of God are spiritual in nature, and these spiritual blessings can never be taken away from us. Even when everything else is gone, when our stuff is broken, when all things have been lost, we still possess the best blessing of all, and that is our relationship with God. Paul writes about these blessings in Ephesians 1, and he gives us a teaching on how to recognize God's blessing. This passage started out with a note of praise for God. Praise be to the Lord our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms, he said, with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Sometimes if you'll just bless God, you'll see God blessing you. Paul lifts up God by saying, "Oh, God has been good. He's blessed me with every spiritual blessing." If you want something that'll lift your spirit, instead of spending all your energy focusing on how bad the devil has been, stop and count your blessings and see just how good God has been to you, my friend. Paul tells us in verse 3, "The Lord has blessed us." In the English, this is written in the past tense. But in the original Greek, in that tense there, it's different than our past tense. Not only does it mean at some point in the past God blessed me, but this particular tense of the word means that the blessings we've received at some point in the past continue today and they'll continue in the future. It's more like a trust fund that you can't spend all at once. It keeps on giving. Because of what Jesus did, I was blessed, I am blessed, and I will be blessed. I looked up a couple of other verses that are in this kind of tense to help me understand this aorist tense that they have here in the Greek. And in Ephesians chapter 2 has this. It said, God made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. See, I was saved, I am saved, and I will be saved. I will be saved when Christ comes and takes me to be with him. It's the same thing in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Paul says, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That's the way God's blessings work in our life. He blessed me in the past. He's blessing me right now. And I can count on his faithfulness to bless me in my future. If you have these ongoing spiritual blessings, don't you want to know a little bit more about them? You see, first of all, the quantity of these spiritual blessings. Let's talk about that. You can sum it up in the one word found in verse 3, and that is the word all. Paul told us that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. That word all tells us that in the Lord, we find every single thing we need to live the Christian life. So many people today are miserable because they don't realize they already have everything they need. See, a strange principle with God is this. Before you will ever receive it, you must first believe it, and that's called faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes we don't enjoy the blessings of God because we don't recognize the blessings of God. It's like having a new car delivered to you and placed in your driveway, and all you do is you keep calling the police saying someone has parked a car in my driveway. No, that's your car. But you have to recognize it and turn the key before it will ever do you any good. Faith is the key, believing God. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 13, Jesus said this, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? You know, I love spoiling my girls. I love blessing my children. And when I do that, it makes me think, how much more does God enjoy blessing me? The quantity. He's blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings. Sometimes the hard part is getting it from the heavenly realm into the earthly realm. That's why Jesus said this in Matthew 16 and verse 19, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You see, friend, I'm not telling you that there's a magic genie that whatever you ask for, God's going to give it to you. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, when you seek God, when you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to be blessed as God opens the doors and he blesses you. I'll never forget one day, about 40 years ago, I came off the road from touring in music and I started Grace Family Church. And the only piano I had to play at the church was a piano I toured with. It was only 63 keys instead of 88. It was built in a crate, and that's what I was using. One day I was at my friend's church and he had a brand new Yamaha grand piano delivered that day. I'll never forget when I played the piano. I thought, wow, God, I could sure use one of these. I'm struggling playing this 63-key piano in a crate. And my friend, I felt God speak to me that day, and he said, you've never asked me for a piano. I remember leaving the church building, and I said, I'm asking you now. I drove to the local piano store called Jackson's Piano in Rockford. I played all the grand pianos they had there in the store. And I finally come to the piano that I like. It was a beautiful Yongcheng Korean-made grand piano. I love the bright classical sound. And as I played it, the salesman came over and tapped me on the shoulder. And he says, you know, Pastor, we can put this on payments for you and make it real affordable. I looked at him and I said, this might sound strange, but I really felt God told me he's going to give it to me. 2 days later, on a Sunday morning, our little church was downtown in a storefront. A new family comes in that day, and they ask my wife and I to come home and have lunch with them after the service. As we entered their home, I couldn't help but notice the Young Chang grand piano sitting in their living room. I didn't say a word about what I had encountered the Friday before, but they asked if I would play the piano for them, which I did. And then 2 days later, I'm sitting in my office and my phone rings. They say, "Pastor Manley, are you sitting down?" I said, "Yes, I am, but that's a strange way to begin a conversation. Can I help you?" They said, "Last night the Lord woke my wife and I up and told us our piano belongs to you. Does that make any sense to you?" I said, "Only the fact that I picked out one exactly like it just a couple of days before." My friend, God is so faithful. They had it delivered, and it's still mine today. And God has blessed me so many times beyond my wildest dreams. I'm not telling you again that God is a magic genie. He gives you anything you desire. But the Word of God says if we ask anything according to His will, He'll give it to us that the Father would be glorified. My friend, God's faithfulness is so wonderful. He is blessing us and He blesses us. I'm telling you something. This last year, I learned one of the greatest blessings we ever receive from God is the blessing of health. Not a day goes by now that I don't give God thanks for my health, for the fact that He takes care of me and my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now remember, I told you that the best blessings we can receive from Christ are not temporal things. Those are just add-ons. They are not earthly blessings, but they're heavenly blessings. In the most literal sense, they're heavenly things. With that in mind, let's examine the next few verses to see what those heavenly things are. In verse 13, he said, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory." You know, truck drivers today who drive these long road hauls in their big semi-trucks, when they leave the building with the load, they seal the truck. Seals are put on it to guarantee that when that truck arrives, if the seal isn't broken, they know the contents are all there and you don't have to worry about it. My friend, God sealed you and I with the Holy Spirit to guarantee that when He comes for us, that we are His possession. I love that. I love that. He also speaks of the fact that we are family. We've been adopted into His family. You know, in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, John says, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." You know, neighbor, we are sons and daughters of God, and we have all the rights and privileges that come with any child born into the family. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, it says, "The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." I'm talking today about being blessed from Ephesians chapter 1. Paul wrote this in verse 7. He said, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding." You see, friend, God gave us redemption. He gave us the forgiveness of sins, and that is an incredible blessing. We are family. We've been talking today on Fresh Oil about being blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And I've been blessed to have you be a part of this broadcast today. Thank you, friend, for tuning in to Fresh Oil each and every weekday here on this local station. And we so appreciate your faithfulness. Would you go by the website at weneedgod.com? Let me know what city you're listening to the program on, and I would just love to hear from you today. Thanks again for tuning in for another edition of Fresh Oil.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.